Necessity drove more women to the workplace in the 20th century, but ambition and just being plain good at their jobs kept them there. But women were held to different standards, and this is especially obvious in dress codes through the early and mid-1900s. You're listening to KNKX, and 88.5's Kayla Roberts visited the White River Valley Museum in Auburn, where a century of women's work uniforms are on display.
Alice Miller has been collecting women's work uniforms for 20 years.
Someone will say, oh, that's really unusual, or look at the skirt on that, or look at the shirt or the jacket.
Alice and I are standing in front of a deep blue military dress uniform with gold buttons going down the front. It's part of her personal collection on display at the museum.
Every time I do a program, I always ask people, who joined the Marine Corps just because of the uniform? And I always have hands go up. Because it is. It's just absolutely beautiful.
This Marine uniform belonged to Colonel Vera Jones. She lived in Bellingham before joining the Marine Corps and went on to become the highest-ranking female Marine stationed in Vietnam.
You keep saying you got something for me.
I have pictures of her in the jungles of Vietnam with General Westmoreland. And he's in his combat fatigues. He's in his boots and his fatigues, and there everybody is, except for Colonel Jones. She's standing there in a dress and heels, holding a purse with her hat on, and she's got hose on and everything. I said, you couldn't wear your combat fatigues? You couldn't wear your fatigues in the jungle? She says, oh, no. She says, no, not a female in the Marine Corps. She said, I had a standard to keep, and I did.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
There's also a real-life Rosie the Riveter outfit.
She worked on the tail sections of B-17s during World War II.
And that's what she actually wore, in the little embroidery on the jeans.
Right.
And what is on there? A little
Hawaiian scene.
Palm trees and a little house on stilts.
Yeah.
That's adorable.
Very cool. This is the Hello Girl.
Hello Girls answered telephones overseas during World War I.
These women actually paid for their own trip to France.
And even military uniforms reflected the fashion of the time.
They called it the Jackie suit because this was issued in 1969. You better think about and it's slim skirt. The jacket hits right at the hip, and it's double-breasted, just like Jackie Kennedy loved.
And there are non-military uniforms. This was an actual...
Yes,
were teachers required to wear this?
Yes, okay. They were all required. They weren't... They couldn't wear pants or slacks or pantsuits. But it don't take too much time.
To Alice, there's more to her collection than pretty uniforms. Each piece holds the story of a woman who wore it, and she's met many of them personally.
It's so humbling to interview women like that.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lack of complaining and a lack of selfishness.
To advance the way women have wanted to advance, you have to sacrifice, and these women certainly sacrificed. President Wilson said, always gets me, President Wilson said, after our World War I victory parade in Washington, D.C., he said, how can I not give women the right to vote in national elections? You served in the trench. Courageous women, amazing.
Those women in the trenches served as medics, down in the mud, just like the soldiers they did emergency surgeries for, all the while wearing their long skirts. Kayla Roberts, 88.5 News.
The Women at Work exhibit is on display at the White River Valley Museum in Auburn until June 18th.